Hello and welcome to Press TV's Top 5. I'm Marzia Hashimi. Thanks so much for being with us. First story this hour takes us right here in Iran, where the leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution has reaffirmed the country's resolve to keep its missile capability, saying the Islamic Republic will make whatever it takes to defend itself.
ما یک لحظه نباید تردید بکنیم در اینکه کشور برای دفاع از خود به هر چی که احتیاج داره باید به طرف اون حرکت کنه ولو همه دنیا مخالفش باشه.
ما خودمون Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei criticized Western governments for opposing Iran's plans to strengthen its deterrence. Ayatollah Khamenei said Iran's enemies want the Islamic Republic to abandon its missile program so that they can bully the nation. The leader, however, underlined Iran's policy not to go after weapons of mass destruction, including nuclear arms. He said such weapons are banned under Islamic Sharia, a law, but Iran will go after other ones. Elsewhere, Ayatollah Khamenei referred to the need for Iran to stand on its own feet.
ما خودمون اتکای به خارجی ها رو در قضیه برجام مشاهده کردیم. در قضیه مذاکرات هسته‌ای اعتماد کردیم به اینها، از اعتمادمون سودی نبردیم. خوشبختانه من میبینم مسئولان کشور برخوردهای خوبی دارن. من واقعا باید تشکر کنم از وزیر خارجمون. برخوردش با خباثت آمریکایی ها و با یکی به نل یکی به میخ زدن اروپایی ها برخورد بسیار خوب و قاطعی بوده است. بعضیش پخش شده، بعضیش هم پخش شده.
Ayatollah Khamenei also said officials must continue safeguarding Iran's dignity in foreign relations. He added that relying on foreigners is dangerous and will help them dominate the nation in different ways. The leader made the remarks while addressing a group of people from the city of Tabriz. Crossing over to Belfast, joined by author and Middle East expert, Mr. Saab Shah. Thank you so much for being with us. Well, you heard part of the leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution's speech and basically talking about the missile situation and, of course, in general, militarily, as far as defense capabilities. And he said that Iran would acquire whatever it needs. And it doesn't matter if the whole world is against it. Of course, not talking about WMDs, he said, which is against Islamic law. Your take on that and perhaps the response of various nations towards that perspective?
The first point which I would like to make, that is the key statement, which is that it's dangerous to depend on foreign powers because in the future they will dominate the nation. This is the key, which is the self-sufficient state have to be created in the Islamic state and to be led by the Islamic Revolution, to sustain the sovereignty of the state and to guarantee the freedom of the Iranian people, and they will not fall again under the hegemony of the United States of America. The other point, which is today, Adel al-Jubeir, the Saudi foreign minister, when he mentioned the troubles in the region started, as he said, quote-unquote, with Khomeini's revolution, which means that is the day when the Iranian people become sovereign and their resources under their control and their destiny is decided by them to become an independent contender power in the region can stand and say no to anybody trying to control the state. And the other point before that, when in the United States of America, and the Israeli leader signed in last year, in the, I think it's the 12th of December, formulated a plan for both of them to try to target Iran. One of the three points of the plan is decided to how to go after the Iranian missile program. And the other one after the resistance, which is with Syria and Hezbollah. In here, the United States, as they said, they're going to, with Israel, see an eye to eye on that. So they became obsessive of trying to destabilize Iran through whatever they take, whatever it takes. And they are trying to see and formulate all the plans. And that is according to the Israeli Channel 10 news at the time. Mm-hmm. They reported they are formulating a plan to destabilize all the Iranian missiles program, the nuclear program. And we started hearing the leveling of the accusations today by the war criminal Netanyahu himself. Okay. When he brought with him the cartoonist images and his toys, trying to say Iran, this is the drone was Iranian drone over the Israelis or Occupied Palestine skies.
Okay.
Right.
All right. Well, thank you so much. So sorry we're out of time, Mr. Sabshath, author and Middle East expert out of Belfast.